Brandon Jones, a Chevrolet Toyota battle for the point.
Ross Chastain in the purple, white, and green Chevrolet, the race leader. He's already off turn number two. He's closing up behind the lap car of Joey Gase and also Garrett Smithley.
Stage number two about to go in the books. Ross Chastain in that lap traffic comes off turn four. He'll receive the green and white checkered flag, and Ross Chastain will win stage number two. Top 10 get championship points. Chastain, the stage winner. Brandon Jones, second. Taylor Gray rockets up to third. Sam Mayer, fourth. William Sawalich is fifth. Sheldon Creed, sixth. Jesse Love, seventh. Harrison Burton, valuable points in eighth. Carson Quapel, ninth. And Ryan Sieg rounds out the top 10. And for the fourth time today, caution flies. This one for the end of stage number two.
Hey, I hear you think podcasts are all about true crime, huh? Well, wise guy, the iHeartRadio app's got all kinds of podcasts. We got stuff you should know and stuff they don't want you to know. We got Bobby Bones, Big Boy, and Lou Lader. We got SpongeBob Binge Pants and Exotic Erotic Storytime. We got Doughboys, Two Dudes in a Kitchen, Green Eggs and Dan. Hey, we got ElfQuest. We got podcasts for everything on the iHeartRadio app for free. If you don't download that, well, that's not just a true crime, my friend. That's criminal.
NASCAR history.
What I learned from Ken Squire, Barney Hall, and Ned Jarrett, I could never repay. Ken never told me what to say or what not to say. I learned very quickly that I was never going to be another Ken Squire. I don't think anybody could rise to that level.
Motor Racing Network's NASCAR Live presents podcasts. 50 years of MRN. Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. The 1993 season. Junior's Journey. And more. Search for NASCAR Live on your favorite podcast platform.
From Iowa Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get five oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to five quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Pit lane remains closed this time by, so we anticipate it opening up hopefully next time. And for those who choose to pit without penalty, we'll have the opportunity to do so, and we expect all the front runners to do just that.
We are in the middle of a triple header weekend of racing here at the Iowa Speedway. We had the ARCA Menards Series yesterday. We've got the NASCAR Xfinity Series today. Tomorrow, it'll be all about the NASCAR Cup Series. Chase Briscoe won his sixth pole of the year. William Byron will start alongside. Be sure to join us tomorrow at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. NASCAR Live Race Day on the air from the Iowa Speedway. Way in Newton, Iowa. Our second trip here to this 7/8 of a mile short track. We put on great racing last year in the night, and as we're seeing today, daytime, even though it's not overly hot, creates a lot of slipping and sliding. We're going to have a great cup race tomorrow. Be sure to join us.
Sold out tomorrow here at Iowa Speedway as well, and it's about as close to selling out here for today's Xfinity race as you can get. Last night for the ARCA Menards Series race, the Atlas 150, a huge crowd on hand. What did they say, 20,000 here for the ARCA Menards Series race here last night as well. So, yeah, just phenomenal race fans here in Iowa and the surrounding Midwestern region. As we sit adjacent to Interstate 80, been watching the traffic going up and down. If you've got us twisted in and you're passing by, we salute you and say thanks for listening to MRN.
You know, we talk about the traffic, and we're here in the tower. We're looking across the racetrack. We see Interstate 80. We've been watching crop dusting planes go in and out of these fields. Of course, driving over from Des Moines to here, just thousands and thousands of acres of cornfields. It is quite the setting. We celebrate agriculture this weekend, and it's been on full display.
I had a chance to meet some Iowa farmers here earlier today in the garage. Wanted to come up and say thanks to all of us for Motor Racing Network for what we do, because when they're inside their tractors tending to the land, they're listening to NASCAR Racing on the Motor Racing Network. So we appreciate all of the farmers, not just here, but everywhere. Pit lane is open. Here come all the lead lap cars this time by. This parade of machines being led by Ross Chastain to Jason Toy.
He'll hit his mark further back. Brandon Jones will hit his. Also Carson Hocevar, William Sawalich. A lot of the drivers talking about a little bit of adjustment because this track's starting to evolve more with more and more rubber going down. We're going to see a chassis wrench going in for Connor Zilich. Same thing for Justin Allgaier. They're going to go down three rounds for Justin Allgaier. He's been kind of neutral throughout the afternoon. Four tires, Sunoco fuel. It's Ross Chastain down on the way on the front end of pit, on the back end of pit road. See both.
No adjustments for Ross Chastain. No adjustments for Taylor Gray. They feel good about their race cars. Major adjustments for Jesse Glove as that car went really, really loose. Minor adjustment as well this time on the pit stop for Sam Mayer. These pit stops, lap 125, the end of stage number two.
Todd, we heard Jason mention down three rounds. What does that mean?
Well, it depends on what jack screw it's on. Looked like they went to the right rear jack screw. That's putting three rounds of pressure down on the right rear spring. That's going to free that car up. Going to put more load on the left front and the right rear and try to get it to turn around the corner. That's what down three rounds on that right rear spring would do.
Pit crew for Brandon Jones from Joe Gibbs Racing got the job done. He's off the pit lane first. Ross Chastain second. William Sawalich's team grabbed two positions. Taylor Gray is fourth, and Sam Mayer rounds out the top five.
Save time and shop online at Hy-Vee. Enjoy the same low prices and great deals online as in store. It's fast and easy. Just shop groceries from our app or online. Choose a pickup or delivery time that fits your schedule. And done. Plus, you can create and save grocery lists, browse weekly deals and coupons, and earn fuel savers. Whatever you need, wherever you are, just one click away. Save time and shop online today at Hy-Vee. Some restrictions apply.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money stop here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
After the pit stops, there was a speeding penalty to be handed out, and one driver will fall to the tail end of the field. It's a big one. We'll tell you about it when we come back. From Iowa Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Back at Iowa Speedway, one to go's just been given. Pit road speeding penalty falling to the tail end of the field was race leader Brandon Jones.
Brandon Jones is right now at the bottom of the racetrack here on the front straightaway, waiting for everybody to bypass him. He will go all the way to the back of the field. We have now entered the final stage of the race presented by Goodyear, building tires for more than 125 years from the track to the street and in all conditions. Goodyear has a tire for you. Goodyear, still, always, forever.
As you look at this race, we got 121 laps to go when we go green. That's more than a fuel run. These guys are going to need to come and find a point to put tires on and where they can go forward from that. They should, if you've had a clean day to this point, you'll have one extra set beyond that if there's a late caution. But we're going to see where people are. If cautions come, do you take advantage of them early? Do you hold them for later? It's going to be an interesting question.
Race leader is Sammy Smith. He was on pit road on lap number 92, took on four fresh Goodyear tires there, stayed out under this change of caution for the stage. He's the race leader, chooses the outside lane. They hit the restart zone. Sammy Smith tries to get away, but Ross Chastain is up to the task. Chastain on the bottom of the racetrack trying to take the lead back.
Here he comes, scooting by up the inside lane goes Chastain. He not only takes the lead away from Sammy Smith, but opens up by a car length or so by the midpoint of the backstretch before Smith is able to respond, and Taylor Gray right there too.
They are the top three, Chastain, Smith, and Taylor Gray. Good move here off the corner for William Sawalas. He'll dive to the inside for fourth. Jesse Love, Carson Quapple there, but right now all eyes are on the battle for second and Taylor Gray's quest to the front.
He goes right on by to the inside. Taylor Gray does. He picks up second. Sammy Smith backslides to third. William Sawalas is challenging Jesse Love for
Jesse Love has the preferred lane. That's the second groove off the bottom. However, continuing to make some progress right on the bottom side of the racetrack is William Sawalas. Love is there. Sawalas throw Carson Quapple into the mix. This trio of race cars races for position four on back.
In fact, Quapple now moves up into the fifth position. Sawalas going to lose a spot. In fact, he might lose a couple of bore. He slides outside the top five. Sam Mayer goes by.
Sawalas just looks around and says, what in the world's going on here? Sam Mayer passes him to the outside. Ryan Sieg is trying to get him down low with Sheldon Creed and Harrison Burton looking on. Battle for third is on. Jesse Love to the inside of Sammy Smith. Love on those fresher tires in turn two.
He goes to third. Love will. Then Sammy Smith in fourth, and he's trying to hold off Carson Quapple. Here's Quapple now. Just picked up the fifth position, and he wants more off turn four.
And the older tires, the car in front of him, is his teammate at Junior Motorsports, Sammy Smith. Doesn't quite have the grip on those older tires. For the moment, hangs on to fourth, but Carson Quapple all over that back bumper.
Here he goes. Sets back to work off turn number two. Quapple will. He looks to the inside. Sammy Smith thus far is able to find enough to keep him at bay, but Quapple is still right there.
Trouble for Brandon Jones coming out of turn number two. That car got way loose. He almost pounded the outside wall. And since this restart, he has not been able to gain any ground at all, Alex. Right now, he looked like he was headed for the concrete.
Yeah, he was in turn two, trying to make something happen. Went to the outside lane, but a fast race car, but after the pit road speeding penalty, mired way back in traffic. And he's going to have to just take his lumps, at least for right now, Todd.
It's going to be interesting to see how Brandon recovers from this penalty they had and what that does for going long. They may be able to strategize their way to get him back near the front where he can fight his way forward.
He's got 115 laps to get back to the front. That's the number of laps remaining in the Hy-Vee Perks 250. Ross Chastain and Taylor Gray have broken away in first and second. Love by himself in third. Kurt, the traffic stacks up from fourth on back.
Sammy Smith, there's a line of traffic trying to get by him. Sam Mayer, the first of them. So far, nobody able to get by.
However, Sam Mayer gets a good run off turn four. Sam Mayer takes his Ford to the bottom of the racetrack, will dust off the Sammy Smith car off turn number two.
Keep in mind, it was Carson Quapple trying to pull off that move a couple of laps ago. He's not been able to do it. Sam Mayer has gotten by Quapple. Now he's gotten by Sammy Smith.
Mayer now running in fourth. Smith in fifth. Carson Quapple there in sixth. Behind them, you've got William Sawalas, Sheldon Creed, Harrison Burton, and also Ryan Sieg in the mix. Good battle now for fourth on back.
They come racing back off the corner. Sam Mayer has that position back to Sandy Smith and Carson Quapple. Quapple again takes another look to the inside. Nothing doing there. At the same time, further back, William Sawalas trying to hold off Sheldon Creed.
Fastest car on the racetrack again is Taylor Gray. Just put down the fastest lap.
Trouble in turn number four. The Corey Day car began to get kicked sideways. He managed to straighten course and move on away, but not before other cars were impacted, and that includes the Dean Thompson car. Thompson's car actually got turned full broadside in the corner before he straightened up as well.
Caution on the speedway, the fifth one of the afternoon, comes out at lap 139. Dean Thompson and Corey Day have trouble in turns three and four. That will slow us yet again in the Hy-Vee Perks 250.
Hey, it's NASCAR driver Ross Chastain. Even though racing at 180 miles an hour has its risks, in the past decade, zero NASCAR drivers have been killed in crashes. Yet, more than 1,700 people have died on Iowa roads in the last decade in speed-related crashes. Suddenly, the racetrack doesn't seem as scary as the roads that you drive on every day. So, drive at safe speeds and keep a safe distance, because no one's a good reckless driver, not even me. Learn more at DriveSmartIowa.com.
Now this is how you end a summer. Under the lights, surrounded by history. The driver's last shot at the playoffs. Your last chance to see regular season action. Friday night, Xfinity lights the fuse. Saturday night, the Cup Series delivers the fireworks. This is Daytona. This is everything. NASCAR weekend at Daytona International Speedway, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at DaytonaInternationalSpeedway.com.
110 laps to go here in Iowa. Ross Chastain, Taylor Gray, Jesse Love, Sam Mayer, and Sammy Smith are the top five. Carson Quapel is sixth. William Sawalich is seventh. You got Sheldon Creed posted right now in eighth, with Ryan Sieg ninth and Harrison Burton in tenth. From Iowa Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
In front of Jason Toy.
Christian Eckes is in. Also, Jeremy Clements is in. Justin Allgaier going four tires. Sunoco Fuel got those Goodyear Racing Eagles in. The chassis wrench just going to town on the left side. That's about six, seven, eight more turns going in all the way down to the last one for Justin Allgaier. Steve Post.
They got a couple of cars down here, but nobody toward the front of the field. Still just a little bit outside of the fuel window here, and nobody willing to take the gamble on the cautions or giving up the track position here at this point.
First of all, let's talk about the Justin Allgaier situation there. Eight rounds, and you've run out of turning ability on that jack screw.
Well, knowing how much he made a change there, I'm thinking the three rounds down before was on the track bar, which should tighten you up, not the right rear wedge bolt, which would loosen you up, because they're going to left rear and putting tons of rounds in that. That should be working on tightening the race car up. Interesting to see both the colleague cars, Carson Hocevar and Christian Eckes, came down pit road. The 20 car, Brandon Jones, came down pit road. The 7 of Justin Allgaier, others as well. But this is putting you in a position probably outside your fuel window, but maybe you only take a splash of fuel when you come down next time and use these tires out.
I don't remember last year the cars being so loose. And we've seen this throughout the entire field today. Is this natural with the aging of this pavement?
I think it's part of the aging of this pavement. And last year, I feel like the guys, if you could just point yourself to get to the new asphalt, once you got there, it cured all your evils. Now it doesn't cure your evils. It actually exaggerates them. So you've got to get your balance closer to be competitive now.
This is also a new right-side Goodyear tire for the Xfinity Series that they didn't run here a year ago either. So that being said, I like what we're seeing out here. These drivers are sliding all over the racetrack. They're not 100% comfortable behind the wheel of the race car, and that tends to put on a good race.
It does. It does. And I want to give kudos to Tanner Gray. He's come from the back. He's going to be on the front row of this restart. And that's not by strategy. That's by fast race cars. It's been interesting to watch. It's going to be interesting to see how Ross Chastain can deal with this. Tanner Gray picks the outside behind Ross to get off turn two.
Tanner Gray has been in position to win several times this year in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. It just hasn't worked. What he has working in his favor are fast race cars and the winningest NASCAR Xfinity Series crew chief, and Jason Ratcliffe. Those two put together should have produced maybe three or four wins so far. Just circumstances have prevented it from happening.
Go back to Mexico City. He was all over the back bumper of Daniel Suarez and had a chance to win the race. He could have easily gotten into the back bumper of Suarez, moved him out of the way on that final lap. He elected not to. I think that earned him a lot of respect with a lot of different people, not only the Xfinity Series, but the Cup Series as well, let alone all the Mexican fans. They wanted to see their hero in Suarez win that race. So, yeah, Gray has been in position. Could today be his day?
Here we go. I'm out of turn number four. When they come to the line, that'll be 106 laps to go in the Hy-Vee Perks 250. Ross Chastain starting to the outside. Jesse Love restarting on the inside lane down low. Up to the gearbox, everybody goes. Love immediately moves low to block an advance from Sam Mayer while Chastain comes flying around the outside to reclaim the lead.
Here he comes onto the back stretch. Ross Chastain, the race leader. Taylor Gray, then Jesse Love gets in the line in third, just ahead of Sammy Smith as they all charge off turn four.
It's Sam Mayer right on the bottom of the racetrack thinking side by side. Oh, Jesse Love skates up the racetrack from third. He's going to give up that position. Now he's stuck on the outside lane, three wide. Sam Mayer will just shoehorn his way to the bottom of the racetrack.
Here comes Mayer into the fourth position. Got William Sawalich to the outside in fifth. Then Jesse Love is trying to hang on to sixth. He's got Harrison Burton there to the inside.
Stacked up from third on back. Sammy Smith out in that third position. But that's where Sam Mayer behind him is trying to get down to business. He's trying to get down to the inside of William Sawalich. He was there coming out of four, but he gave up a lot of real estate as Sawalich will reclaim that spot, but Mayer's not done with him yet.
So Mayer's in the fifth position trying to reclaim the fourth spot. Here's Jesse Love. He starts to re-rally around the outside, and Connor Zillich behind him.
Connor Zillich on the rebound after a loose wheel earlier in the race. He finds himself now in the back half of the top 10, tucked right in behind the red and white Whelan Engineering Chevrolet of Jesse Love. As Zillich looks to the left, he sees that car of Sam Mayer occupying the real estate.
Here's Mayer down to the bottom side. That means Harrison Burton's going to change lanes on the run. He goes up to the outside safer barrier as he tries to find a way to get by Mayer.
Off the corner they come. It'll be 102 laps to go. Chastain and Gray away with their private battle for the lead. Sammy Smith riding all alone on the racetrack in position number three. But the stacking up of traffic happening from fourth on back, led by William Sawalich.
Then Jesse Love in fifth. Here's Love now, starts to run off turn number two, not close enough to make the pass. Did start to get a fender alongside, but not enough momentum.
Not quite yet. Jesse Love on their comeback trail now opens up the inside lane up off of turn four. Tries to get a fender alongside the William Sawalich car. Successful. Here's Jesse Love trying to take over the number four spot.
Here he comes up the inside. Jesse Love will do just that. He goes by. He takes fourth from William Sawalich. Can Connor Zillich follow suit? Here's Zillich now to the inside. He tries to move by Sawalich.
Connor Zillich opens up the inside lane. They race side by side. You've got Zillich in the Chevrolet to the inside of the Toyota of Sawalich. Wheel to wheel, they will race across the start-finish line as they will stack it up for position number five.
Here's William Sawalich to the outside, coming up off the middle of turn number two. He still has Connor Zillich there to his inside. These two, they go door-to-door all the way off the end of the back straightaway.
This is the battle for the number five spot. Connor Zillich now will slide across the bow of the William Sawalich Toyota. He'll take that spot away. Sawalich looks in the mirror. He's got more company beginning to stack up on the back bumper.
Now the problem for William Sawalich, how to maintain the sixth position. Harrison Burton is there. Sam Mayer is there. Sheldon Creed is there. Justin Bonsignor is also there.
Sam Mayer getting restless, running in position number eight. He'll dive to the inside of Harrison Burton coming off the corner, but he gets loose coming out of turn number four. So Mayer's got to chase that car off the racetrack, and he'll slide across the nose of his Haas Factory Team teammate in Sheldon Creed.
Sam Mayer in the eighth position with Sheldon Creed in ninth. Justin Bonsignor is tenth. All of that traffic coming back into corner number three. Here's Harrison Burton making a move to the inside of William Sawalich.
Sawalich, however, is unfazed by the attempt by Harrison Burton. Maintains pace on the outside lane and hangs on to the position. We've got 97 laps to go. It's Ross Chastain up front. Taylor Gray is second, and Todd Gordon running third is Sammy Smith.
Who last came for tires at lap 92. He's got about 30 lap older tires than the guys around him. I think the crew chiefs on pit road have got to be paying attention to this. Hanging third in a really good position. No, he doesn't have the pace that the 54-9 do ahead of him, but he's maintained it ahead of the guys behind him. It's going to be a strategy call for what ends up being the last stop of this race for the rest of these guys to watch.
Of course, the 54 driven by Taylor Gray, the 9 driven by Ross Chastain. Those two drivers are separated by a couple of car lengths in a battle for the lead, but their lead now has grown 3 seconds over Sammy Smith in third, and then you get back to Jesse Love and Connor Zillich. Off the corner, looking further back, Carson Kwapel, make that Carson Hocevar, diving to the inside of the Carson Kwapel car. Ryan Sieg there as well as they race for a spot outside of the top 10.
Here comes Carson Kwapel. He is there to the outside. Carson Hocevar inside. Ryan Sieg just trying to pick a lane, decide which way to go.
Ryan Sieg trying to also gain as many points as he possibly can. He's 19 points out of the playoffs as we run at this lap of the race. Now make it 20 points as he's lost another spot. It is Harrison Burton who's hanging on to the final spot in the playoffs here with 94 laps to go in this race. Harrison Burton now has a 20-point cushion.
Right now, as we look at matters as far as the playoff leaderboard is concerned for the NASCAR Xfinity Series, this marks 5 races to go in the regular season. We'll race today in Iowa, off to Watkins Glen the following week, but then the series will take a weekend off. Then it's off to Daytona, then out to Portland on Labor Day weekend, and then Gateway International Raceway will be the regular season finale for the NASCAR Xfinity Series or Worldwide Technology Raceway. And then the playoffs will begin on Friday night, September the 12th, at Bristol Motor Speedway. There is more time to get the job done, but that's an interesting mix of tracks coming up with an off-weekend thrown in between.
That look at what lies ahead for the NASCAR Xfinity Series schedule is presented by Goodyear, building tires for more than 125 years, from the track to the street and in all conditions. Goodyear has a tire for you. Goodyear, still, always, forever.
Challenge and change for fourth on the racetrack. Connor Zillich has tracked down Jesse Love. He's dove to the inside of Love and has grabbed the spot and pulled away in the process.
And at the time he made the move, Mike, Connor Zillich had to make a pretty nifty lane change to avoid the lap car of Tyler Tomasi. He swung up to the outside, just did have enough room to get by him and then continue on his way.
Good race continues to rage on here. William Sawalich in sixth, Sam Mayer in seventh. That may not be that way by the time they get off turn number two to the backstretch.
In fact, Sam Mayer is to the inside with Sawalich first starting a run to the outside, then changing lanes on the move off of turn number two. Sam Mayer still has the position. Again, he races along in the seventh spot.
Sam Mayer doing a good job. A lot of speed in that car right now, but seems like he's hit a wall where he can't get any closer to the front. But then again, when you're talking about Chastain and Gray, Smith, Zillich, and Love, those cars right now at max capacity as far as speed is concerned and handling, we're seeing that perhaps maybe, Alex, some cars have settled down in the chassis department, not as loose as they once were.
Yeah, I think they've had an opportunity, a couple of pit stops, to put a wrench to the back of the car to try to tighten them up or free them up. In most cases, tighten them up from what we've seen today. Here's a good race for third. Sammy Smith has it. Connor Zillich wants it.
Yes, Connor Zillich has just been steadily closing that gap. Now at the entrance to turn number three, here comes the pass. Connor Zillich just lets the car gently float down to the inside lane and moves on by.
Connor Zillich led the 62 opening lap run of this race earlier today. Loose wheel on pit road, put him back in the pack, but through a lot of tenacity, Kurt Becker, he's been able to work his way back to the pack, and he's trying to get back to the front and win this race, his fourth in a row.
Yes, everybody knows he's good, and at times he is deceptively good with the moves that he can make, whether he is at the front of the field or trying to work his way through lap track, or in this case is trying to pass for position, get back toward the front.
All the while, 86 laps remain in the Hy-Vee Perks 250.
Whether it's handling NASCAR stuff as tracks or on your personal car, Goodyear has a tire for you. Visit Goodyear.com to learn more about the complete tire lineup, including the high-performance Eagle F1 Asymmetric 6, the rugged all-terrain Wrangler Boulder MT, and the all-weather assurance Weather Ready 2 passenger tire. Goodyear has been building the world's finest tires for more than 125 years and continues to lead in technology and innovation. Goodyear, still, always, forever.
Hey, NASCAR fans, would you like to win a brand new vehicle? Enter to win a Black Widow Chevy Silverado from Fox Factory Vehicles and help kids in our local racing communities. Donate just $25 to the NASCAR Foundation for your chance to win. Four-phase winners will also win a VIP experience to the Coke Zero Sugar 400 in Daytona.
We're underway in the Coke Zero Sugar 400 at Daytona.
Visit NASCARFoundation.org/2025car giveaway to enter.
Ross Chastain, still the race leader, and he only has a four-car length advantage over Taylor Gray, who is right there in second. Connor Zilich is up to third. Sammy Smith is fourth. And Jesse Love rounds out the top five. 83 laps to go from Iowa Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
If we had a caution flag come out right now and anybody came to pit load, they could make it to the advertised distance on Sunoco fuel. I think the tires would last that long as well without the car's handling giving up too much. But right now, Mike, things spread out all the way around the 7/8 mile Iowa Speedway.
Although things are beginning to tighten up for the lead because Ross Chastain has reached the backside of the field. Right now he is about to put a lap on Thomas Annunziata, and he's gotten a little tangled up in that lap traffic, and that's allowed Taylor Gray to close in within two car lengths. Right now, Chastain to the inside of Annunziata, the lap car of Joey Gase there, and Taylor Gray pressing him for the point.
That's how they go back into turn number one, with Ross Chastain clearing the Annunziata car as well as Joey Gase. Taylor Gray now the driver that has to deal with that same
trouble. Turn two, Mason Massey up and against the outside wall. No caution as of yet, but Massey moving very slowly down the back straightaway. Oh, and he cuts the car right in front of Creed, trying to get to pit road.
And he'll be able to do that. We stay under the green flag. A lot of crew chiefs and some drivers were hoping, Todd, we were going to get that caution flag, but we're going to stay clean and green for the moment.
Yeah, you look at this, I think it's going to be interesting. I like the green flag feel of this. We've got to figure out as crew chiefs how you want to handle this one. Is it a fuel and two tires? Is it four tires? Where do you need to be? You know, if we had a caution right now, everybody would be in the same strategy. Let's see how they all play out here.
Well, okay, so if you're Ross Chastain or Taylor Gray, what do you do?
Man, that's a great question. I think I'm going to run this until I'm out of fuel because I'm not losing lap time. It's not like I'm going to short pit these guys and gain a bunch of time on them. The lap times are staying pretty consistent here. I don't think that I come until there's a caution or I'm at my fuel window.
With that being said, if you're fifth, sixth, or tenth, do you roll the dice and come to pit lane under green and hope it stays green?
I think you lose a lap and put you in trouble. I don't see this. We'll see if anybody wants to get aggressive about this. The people that I'm interested in, the guys that came at 141 outside the fuel window, but are any of them in a situation where they're saving a little bit? Do they think they can stretch it? Steve Post told me 100 laps. Those guys I know of, sometimes they can stretch it a little farther than that.
The drivers that came at lap 141 are Carson Hocevar, Justin Allgaier, and Jeremy Clements, along with Kyle C. and Josh Balicki, along with Anthony Alfredo. So there's only a handful of drivers right there that maybe perhaps rolled the dice back then.
But the fly in the ointment in all this is the driver running fourth, and that's Sammy Smith. A completely different strategy. He came on the pit lane the last time on lap number 92, Todd.
He's going to need to come for fuel earlier than the rest of them. It's going to be interesting to see how the calls are for this. I think two tires and fuel is probably going to be the race call, race winning call. Let's see where they play out.
Is that because the tires are not wearing as much as they thought?
We're not seeing lap times, but lap time benefit out of having fresh tires on. So Sammy Smith maintained fourth with 30 lap older tires and running good lap times here. I think two tires is going to be the call, just long enough to get the fuel in that you need to finish the race.
Race leaders nose to tail on the backstretch.
Ross Chastain, the leader, and he's got Taylor Gray right behind him. The pair of them moving in behind the lap car of Kyle Speed.
71 laps to go when they come to the line, and Taylor Gray is the fly in Ross Chastain's ointment, as it were. The green fly at the picnic just won't leave him alone, will not go away. Taylor Gray presses him even more for the leadoff, too.
Ross Chastain goes to the inside of the Kyle Sieg machine. Taylor Gray has yet to make that same move. He will do so by the time he gets to turn three.
Dealing with the lap traffic, and a lot of it is where you catch the lap cars. The other part of it is how good a handling of car do you have to try to negotiate it, because Kurt, more times than not, you're going to catch the traffic and deal with them in the corners.
Yeah, that's exactly what's been happening right now for Ross Chastain. He just closed up again behind the car of Jeremy Clements. He is looking toward the inside of the Clements car, and he starts to make a run to the inside by the time he gets over to turn four.
69 laps to go in this one. Ross Chastain, Taylor Gray talking about racing for the lead. Connor Zilich, 3 seconds behind the leader in third. Sammy Smith, Jesse Love rounding out the top five. Let's take you further down the leaderboard now with Sam Mayer in sixth, William Sawalich in seventh, Harrison Burton in eighth, Justin Bonsignor ninth, and Carson Quapel in tenth.
In 11th at the moment is Carson Hocevar. Sheldon Creed is 12th, Daniel Dye 13th, Brandon Jones is 14th, and Christian Eck is 15th. Nick Sanchez goes 16th, Justin Allgaier 17th, Ryan Sieg is 18th, Parker Retzloff 19th, and Brennan Poole is 20th.
Dean Thompson is 21st, Austin Dillon is 22nd, 23rd is Matt DiBenedetto, Corey Day is 24th, and Ryan Ellis is 25th. Jeremy Clements is the first car one lap down in 26th. Kyle Sieg is 27th. Josh Balicki in 28th. Anthony Alfredo is 29th. And Blaine Perkins is 30th.
Thomas Annunziata is 31st. Joey Gase, 32nd. Garrett Smithley is 33rd. Jeff Burton being scored 34th. Patrick Emmerling is 35th. Tyler Tomasi, 36th. Mason Massey, 37th, and off the track and out of the race in 38th will be Dawson Cram.
Race leaders continue to interact with more lap traffic. Here come Ross Chastain and Taylor Gray working their way by the Ryan Ellis car. A couple of other drivers there that they're negotiating around here at lap number 184.
Here is Sammy Smith, the fourth place car. He'll peel off the racetrack and bring that machine to the pit lane. Sammy Smith agonizingly slow makes his way towards Steve Post. Here comes Sammy Smith.
Sammy Smith ran as long as he felt comfortable doing right now. Here he is. He cranks the wheel to the left into the pit box. Here he is. Here goes around to the right side. Sunoco Racing Fuel's plugged into the left rear of this race car. So we'll see how it goes right now as he's going two tires. No, they're going four tires on it. So Sammy Smith, four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel here. He was able to go 93 laps is what Sammy Smith was able to go on fuel. And we'll just see everyone paying attention to that and see where they all fall as far as the fuel window goes.
So right now on the racetrack, Ross Chastain has just put him one lap down. And here comes Sammy Smith finally clearing pit road and coming up onto the racetrack there on the backstretch. And he's going to come out right in front of the race leader. Sammy Smith goes from running inside of the top five to being just about two laps down.
Within a half a straightaway of going two laps down, he's got two more cars between him and the leader. Four tires. As I looked at the fall-off lap time degradation for Taylor Gray, it was about 4 to 5 tenths of a second that he's lost through this run. So four tires. I think if you're going to come to pit road in this situation with Sammy, four tires, he's got 63 laps to use a little bit of advantage if there is one.
So, Todd, you like to use the term the gas tax. I think the gas tax from what we saw with Sammy Smith is nearly two full laps.
Yeah, it is, and that's what's going to happen coming to pit road, because you peel off in the middle of three and four and you don't join back. You don't get to the point where you can accelerate past pit road speed till you pass the middle of one and two. It's over half a lap on this 7/8 mile racetrack.
Sammy Smith now on the tail of two laps down, running in the 28th position after having a good run earlier, using a little pit strategy to his favor, but giving it back right now with all that's happening on the pit lane. Here come Chastain and Taylor Gray across the line. 61 to go, just waiting to see when everybody's going to make the move to pit road. Everybody would love to have a caution flag, but I'm sure it's a Maalox moment and a heartburn-inducing moment. If you're a crew chief and you're on these pit crews right now just trying to figure out when the best time is to bring your driver in.
Especially if you're race leader Ross Chastain or second place Taylor Gray. Those two cars on this long green flag run have been rock solid. They haven't really broken loose at all. They've got good handling race cars. Just got to be careful. Don't want to adjust yourself out of a good run and a chance to win today's race. We've just got 60 laps remaining.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Ross Chastain, still the race leader, but cannot shake Taylor Gray. Those two, however, have put a gap on third place Connor Zilich at the tone of 2.4 seconds. Zilich is third, Sam Mayer fourth, Jesse Love rounds out the top five. From Iowa Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
Four laps to go in the Hy-Vee Perks 250 for the NASCAR Xfinity Series here at Iowa Speedway. Ross Chastain continues to show the way. Taylor Gray second. Mentioned Connor Zilich a moment ago is 2.4 seconds behind in third. He's chopped a couple of tenths of a second off. Connor Zilich may have something to say about this.
Well, when I looked at it, when Connor Zilich made the pass past Sammy Smith to get into third, he was 5 seconds behind the leaders. He's cut off 2.5 seconds, 2.8 seconds. He's down to 2.2 now. He's making some time. We'll see where this rolls out in the next 53 laps.
Right now he comes off the race, or comes off the corner now, and as he comes across the line, 2.2 seconds one lap ago. Now he's 1.8 seconds behind Ross Chastain and Taylor Gray. We're in the longest green flag run of this race, 56 laps deep, and I'm sure a lot of people would love to have a caution flag right now.
And let's be real about this and explain it a little bit. Lap cars race the leader a lot harder than they race cars later in the field because it costs them a position. So Ross Chastain is going to have a bigger fight out of cars he's putting a lap down than Connor Zilich is because the leader's already passed them. So that's part of what's happening here. Ross Chastain and Taylor Gray clear of Dean Smith back here. There's two more lap cars before you get back to Connor Zilich.
Yeah, Dean Thompson will keep that car on the outside lane. Thompson is now going to be in between the second place car of Taylor Gray and the next lap car of Austin Dillon before you get back to Connor Zilich. But Kurt, Ross Chastain, Taylor Gray, they got more cars beginning to appear in the windshield.
Yeah, they are currently coming into turn number three. Now as they look forward, they will encounter Patrick Emmerling. They will also encounter the car of Brennan Poole. But as they check back, there are a couple of lap cars, and then further back we come to that third place running car. Connor Zilich.
Connor Zilich right now trying to get around the lap car of Austin Dillon. Now it's back up to 2.1 seconds that Zilich is behind Ross Chastain as the leader.
Of course, trouble turn number four. One car up and hard into the outside wall. That'll put us under the caution flag. Daniel Dye with a hard shot up against the outside wall. Looked like the car broke loose just a touch. He may have had some help in the middle of turns three and four, but that car rocketed up, made hard contact with the safer barrier in turn four, and lo and behold, with 48 laps to go, caution is on the speedway.
Inspiring story.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. comes back to the Daytona International Speedway. He will win the Pepsi 400.
I'm just the pilot, man. You know, I just want everybody to be happy. I want to do good, and hopefully all of my dad's fans enjoyed this. This is for all them.
Motor Racing Network's NASCAR Live presents podcast Junior's Journey. Jeff Gordon, a colorful career. 50 years of MRN. The 1993 season. The road to royalty and more. Search for NASCAR Live on your favorite podcast platform.
Are you ready for sights, sounds, and speed that'll shake you to your core? To see NASCAR stars like Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott, Bubba Wallace, Denny Hamlin, and Ross Chastain attack the asphalt? Are you ready to make memories that'll last a lifetime? Yeah? You're ready? Then we got one more question. What are you waiting for? To experience the thrill of a NASCAR race in person, visit NASCAR.com/tickets.
After the benefit of the NASCAR TV replay, you could clearly see that Daniel Dye in turns three and four blew a right front, or I should say cut down, a right front tire right in the middle of the corner, and that sent the car rocketing up the racetrack. Got clipped from behind by Josh Balicki after the car was already out of control, sliding towards the top of the racetrack. Pit lane remains closed. Daniel Dye's car sits at the entrance to pit road, and a host of safety vehicles are right there. From Iowa Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
46 laps to go here in the Hy-Vee Perks 250. Pit road remains closed because the safety vehicles are right at the mouth of the pit lane entrance with the Daniel Dye battered car. Again, Daniel Dye cut down a right front tire in the middle of turns three and four.
So they'll go around at least another lap. Safety crews are on the scene. What they're trying to do right now is get the Daniel Dye car hooked up to the wrecker, and they're doing that now. And literally, when Alex says it's at the beginning of pit road, it is. They're right at the commitment box. So there's no way for the cars to go on to pit road. So there's going to be a lap or two more before we're able to open pit road and come down for service. And that would put us probably, what, about 41, 42 laps to go or so.
Yeah, and you look at this. This is going to be one where the crew chiefs have many options. And depending on where you are, I think if you came at 141, there's a chance of taking fuel only. We'll see how guys go. Two tires could play here. Four tires may be a call for some guys being conservative, but I really feel like it's going to be not four tires that puts you on the front row where you can fight forward. If we look at Sammy Smith under green, he came back out and only ran maybe 0.3 seconds faster in clean air with four tires. I think two can get you most all of that.
Sammy Smith went 92 laps on that tank of fuel before he came to pit lane as well. So in theory, Carson Hocevar and Brandon Jones and Christian Eckes and Justin Allgaier, in theory, can they go ahead and make it with the caution flag laps?
I don't think so. I mean, from 92, these cautions will buy you. You're asking if they could go 109 laps. Now, they had some caution laps to start that. So maybe that's adding two laps to where they can get to. This may add another two or three with the extended caution we've had, probably three. But I still think that's outside the window. But it doesn't mean that somebody can't come down pit road and hit it with 2 seconds of gas and roll on out pit road.
Steve Post, a lot of pacing going on down there, a lot of nerves, maybe a little indigestion right now.
Yes, absolutely, on all accounts. And really, it's been interesting listening to some of the conversations, because in one ear I have scanners with crew chiefs, and the other ear I have our crew chief, Todd Gordon, laying out the same scenarios. So not sure where they've all landed, where they all decided, but we're getting ready for some pit stops here. And see how they go. The other thing is how do you set your car up for more of a shorter run to the end of this thing? Because we don't have to worry about how the car is over 60 or 80 laps. It just needs to get a good run to the finish.
And where your balance is may dictate which call you want to make. Two tires typically would tighten these race cars up a little bit if you end up with the same fuel load. A fuel only will free your car up. So I don't know. And watch, most of these guys will put four tires on and I'll be all off there. But this is one of those calls, I think, two tires for most of the field is the right call.
They have just cleared the Daniel Dye wrecked car from the entrance to pit lane. Field's already just passing the start-finish line, so we anticipate pit road potentially opening up next time by, and we'll figure out exactly what everybody elects to do down there. Ross Chastain is the leader. Taylor Gray is second. Connor Zilich is third. Sam Mayer fourth. And Jesse Love rounds out the top five.
Don't forget to join us tomorrow for the Iowa Corn 350 for the NASCAR Cup Series. Chase Briscoe, William Byron will start on the front row for that one. Motor Racing Network and NASCAR Live Race Day on the air at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow for the NASCAR Cup Series second visit to the Iowa Speedway. Here comes the field off the end of the back straightaway in tow of the pace car. You've got Ross Chastain and Taylor Gray that will be the first to reach the commitment box there at pit entry. It's going to be interesting to see what the pit strategy is. We've just got done talking about all the options. Now it's time to put it into practical application. Here come Chastain, Gray. Everybody on the lead lap will come at lap one, or make that 2:07. Let's start pit coverage with Jason Toy.
Chastain will get the mark first. They'll go to the right side with Goodyear Racing Eagles. Sunoco Fuel going in on the left side. They'll swing around. Four tires stop for him. Connor Zilich is in. Ryan Sieg is in. Christian Eckes is in. Four tires. Now for Justin Allgaier, who came in later than everybody else last time. Right side tires are on. Sunoco Fuel is in. It's a two-tire stop for Justin Allgaier and Brandon Jones. Steve Post.
Jesse Love is going to be in. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. They're sneaking up on it as far as the setup goes. Going to be four tires for Sam Mayer as well. The race off from pit road. Brandon Jones wins it. Justin Allgaier goes out second. Ross Chastain, Connor Zilich goes out fourth. Jesse Love goes out in the fifth spot as they all now thunder off from pit road. Taylor Gray, he felt really good about the short run. No adjustment on their automobile as they've just completed their pit service as well.
The 20 car wins the race off pit road. The 7 of Justin Allgaier, both of those guys came at 141, just outside the fuel window, took new tires. Their left side tires got less laps on them than everybody else. I like their two-tire calls.
So fresh right side Goodyears for Brandon Jones and Justin Allgaier. Steve Post called them off the pit lane. Ross Chastain, Connor Zilich, Jesse Love. Not the best of stops for Taylor Gray and his team. He falls way down the running order after that sequence in pit lane. Boy, when you needed it the most, they did not get it, and the count continues to figure out exactly where he ends up.
11th place for Taylor Gray on coming off the pit road as far as that's concerned. Right now, as we cycle through it all, we've got him posted in 15th. So interesting set of circumstances there. Taylor Gray goes from racing for the win to now being buried in the field with 41 to go. Todd, that's one of the perils of getting one of those caution flags towards the tail end of that and then getting into a two-tire versus four-tire decision-making process.
Yeah, this is where crew chiefs still have the opportunity to have an impact on them. The 54 had an issue in the left rear, really cost them here. This is one of those stops. They call it the money stop. You perform at this point, you can win. If you don't perform at this point, you can cost yourself an opportunity.
Yeah, tough break there, because on the money stop for Taylor Gray's team, the check bounced on this pit stop. So they're going to drop all the way back to 11th. But the lead is going to go to Brandon Jones. The next thing that we're going to have to wait and see how it plays out will be what lane they choose. Specifically, and interestingly enough, what will Justin Allgaier do? Because we've seen the outside lane be the lane of choice. We think and anticipate Brandon Jones, the leader, taking the outside lane. Will Allgaier, on just two new Goodyear tires on the right side, elect to go to the bottom where it's a little more slick, or stay on the outside lane?
Brandon Jones already playoff eligible through his win earlier this year at the Darlington Raceway. This will be his second of the year. If Justin Allgaier is able to break through, it'll be his fourth of 2025. He won earlier at Las Vegas. He's won at Homestead. He's won at Nashville. This will be his first short track win of 2025. And then that's not even including the Ross Chastain and Connor Zillage cars. They could be the wild cards in this. When they come to the line, they'll get the one-to-go signal. And when they get the green, it'll be 38 laps to go to settle the Hy-Vee Perks 250.
What are the odds, in your opinion, Mike, that the caution flag will be put away for the final time?
I think we're going to take the aggression level up a notch or two, and perhaps maybe we'll see another caution flag or so. Here they come across the line. Time to choose. Brandon Jones will restart on the outside. Justin Allgaier down low. Chastain and Zillage go topside. Jesse Love will slide to the inside of row two, and everybody begins to make their choose appropriately behind them. So it's Jones, Allgaier, Chastain, Zillage, and Love. They're the top five. William Sawalas will restart in sixth. Carson Quappel in seventh. Sam Mayer will restart in eighth, with Shonan Creed ninth and Justin Bonsignor in tenth.
So Allgaier goes to the bottom of the speedway. Topside are Brandon Jones and then Ross Chastain and Connor Zillage giving up some track position because, Todd, they feel like the outside lane will prevail.
Yeah, I feel like the guy who starts fourth, second row outside, has come off turn two second about every restart because there's so much rolling momentum out of that top group.
And that would be Ross Chastain that will start second in the outside lane. Field is lined up double wide for the restart. 38 to go when they come to the line. And now that'll set forth wheels in motion to determine, does Chastain have enough to get around? Does Justin Allgaier have enough to lead his first laps of the day? Pace car is on pit road. Here we go. Green flag is back in the air. Cars come to the restart zone. Allgaier and Jones bounce off each other. Love looks to go three wide. Chastain stacks it up. Allgaier, though, away with the lead as Jones gets bottled up.
Here comes Jesse Love to the inside. He rushes up into the second position. They're still stacked three wide. Third on back. What a move by Sam Mayer. He clears for third. Squeezes back up behind Jesse Love.
Four fresh Goodyear tire call prevails. By the time they get to the start-finish line, pole winner Jesse Love leads the race. Now Justin Allgaier is just trying to hang on for the second spot with Sam Mayer challenging.
Here's Sam Mayer. He will go blasting by. There's trouble in turn number two. Justin Allgaier gets turned sideways. Brandon Jones has to dive to the inside. Ross Chastain to the high side as everybody moves by left and right of Justin Allgaier.
Caution is on the speedway. It is the seventh one of the afternoon. And for the second week in a row, Justin Allgaier gets swept up in late race shenanigans. Kurt Becker.
Justin Allgaier went from battling for the race lead at the restart to all of a sudden finding himself just looking for a lane, trying to get back into line. Cars started moving by. All of a sudden, his car goes sideways in turn number two. Brandon Jones nearly collected him, but a good heads-up move there by Brandon to get on by, and everybody else got away cleanly.
Not a good lap or a corner for Junior Motorsports. It was all three of those cars that really set Justin Allgaier spinning. On the bottom of the racetrack, Connor Zillage wedged it down there, got to the left side of Ross Chastain, moved him up the track into the left side of Justin Allgaier, and Allgaier got the short end of the stick there as everybody else was able to scatter and go on by.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money stop here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Save time and shop online at Hy-Vee. Enjoy the same low prices and great deals online as in store. It's fast and easy. Just shop groceries from our app or online. Choose a pickup or delivery time that fits your schedule. And done.
Plus, you can create and save grocery lists, browse weekly deals and coupons, and earn fuel savers. Whatever you need, wherever you are, just one click away. Save time and shop online today at Hy-Vee. Some restrictions apply.
34 laps to go. Jesse Love, the race leader. Sam Mayer now second. Ross Chastain third. Connor Zilich is fourth. And Brandon Jones backslid to fifth as we continue to work under the caution flag for the seventh time today. From Iowa Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NASCAR fans, the time is now to turn your love of racing into free tickets, merchandise, VIP experiences, and much, much more. Rack up fan rewards points by watching races at home, playing fantasy, completing challenges, and visiting tracks. Then redeem your points for epic prizes. You are in the driver's seat. What are you waiting for? Sign up for the free NASCAR Fan Rewards Loyalty Program today at NASCAR.com/fan rewards.
Looking for a weekly motorsports podcast to stay up to date on what's happening on and off the track? The Motor Racing Network is the place. Hear from NASCAR crew chiefs on MRN Crew Call. All the happenings from regional touring series and local tracks on NASCAR Coast to Coast. Sprint Car Talk on Winged Nation. NASCAR History on MRN Classic Races. And hear from the drivers on NASCAR Live. MRN Podcasts available on MRN.com, YouTube, or your favorite podcast platform.
This is Jesse Love, and you're listening to the NASCAR Xfinity Series on the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We welcome you back to Iowa Speedway. Pit lane is open. Just some drivers at the tail end of the field who took the wave around elect to come to pit road right now just for some routine service.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive Eau Claire.
33 laps remain in the Hy-Vee Perks 250 for the NASCAR Xfinity Series in Newton, Iowa. Motor Racing Network is with you at the Iowa Speedway. We are getting down to the nitty-gritty of this one this afternoon, and we've experienced some late race shenanigans. This is a race that has been dominated by Ross Chastain and Junior Motorsports. Ross has led 120 laps. Connor Zilich has led 62. Jesse Love has led 26. Well, we've had a couple of caution flags back-to-back. Most recently, when Justin Allgaier, racing for the lead and in the lead, got turned around.